This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and Jan Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning where there's an awful lot to unpack from the weekend. There was a lot happening. Phillies, obviously, with a series. Eagles with a game. Phillies win 2-3. Eagles game was about as boring as it gets, but it won't be boring long because in 10 days they play those Dallas Cowboys. Whether Micah Parsons will play or not, time will tell. Look, a lot to get into. The Wheeler thing, the biggest thing, obviously. And we'll discuss that and more at length with you at 215-592-9494. This is the point normally I say good morning to John Ritchie, but James, he's, I don't know.
Not here. No, I just sent Lewis running around the halls to look for him, so he will be here momentarily.
He was here an hour ago.
Oh, he's here.
No, I know he's here. He's here, but he's not here.
Correct.
You know who's here? Ashlyn Sullivan
is here.
Shout
out to Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, good morning.
She's present. She's someone on time. You can't ask for much around here.
You're on time. I mean, it's Ritchie guy. I don't know. We did see him an hour ago, though. What
the
hell?
He's preparing. He's busy.
Yeah, preparing my ass. You're preparing for right now. This is the first inning. Seltzer, if a guy doesn't show up in the first inning, then he comes
You're
off the bench.
Trouble, yeah.
Comes off the bench. All right, so good morning to everyone. Hope you had a good weekend. There was a lot going on. Eagles game really was boring. Holy mackerel. I mean, it was brutally boring. The Wheeler thing is obviously, without a shadow of a doubt, the single biggest thing from the weekend, and it's a tremendous shame. It really is. I mean, look, there's a lot we don't know as we sit here today, one of which is will he pitch next year, another of which is will he ever pitch again. Now, the good news is it sounds like it could have been worse, and obviously with the blood clot situation, it could have been really worse. So we wish Zach Wheeler the very best, you know, from a health standpoint. That's always first and foremost. The whole thing's been scary and odd. James, it's a very unusual injury in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, detail to an extent how rare this is.
Incredibly rare. Like, there's no comp. Like, there's no pitcher the exact same age as Zach Wheeler who has had the exact same situation. It's never happened. Like,
the combination, right?
The combination of the blood clot, the thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, the whole thing. Like, it is so rare. I've been spending, like, way too much time on, like, the National Institute of Health and all these, you know, trying to figure out all this stuff. And that's what makes this so weird is there's nothing to grab onto in terms of all we know is the 6 to 8 months they said.
Right.
Like, it's so dependent on so many variables and so many things that we just don't know.
No, we don't. What we do know is that he's out for the season. We know the Phillies are going to have to move on without him this year. And obviously this weekend they did a good job. Tremendous by Ranger. Look, I said last week the two most important fills down the stretch, in my opinion, are Ranger and are Nola, because you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. I would put Lizardo probably third in that group. I mean, think of it this way. And Ashlyn, this has been a weird one this year. Ranger and Lizardo at times this year, at times, have been the best Philly.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks, for a month. I mean, there have been stretches where Lizardo and Ranger were so beyond unbelievable. And then there's other times when they've been horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So getting these two guys right, because now without Wheeler, and like, is Taiwan a factor to start in the postseason? I hope not, but theoretically could be. It's where it's important to get Noel on track. All right, so there's a lot to unpack with the Phils. We can do it all with you. The Wheeler front and more, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you the biggest thing that stood out to me with the Phillies beyond the Wheeler thing, although it sort of ties into the Wheeler thing. So I think a lot of people aren't going to love to hear this. We're in a good Phillies mood. But I'm going to tell you the main thing that struck me this weekend, because they're playing some outstanding baseball right now. We can still have the discussion, as we've had many times this year. Are they a great team? Are they not a great team? I think everybody would acknowledge, at the very least, they're a very good team. I might use the term outstanding instead of great, and you can say I'm parsing my words, and I probably am. We know the lineup can be frustrating. We know to try to win this thing, they're going to have to do it without Zach Wheeler, and we know without him, it puts a cloud over judging. Let's put it this way. We'll never know what would have happened if he had been healthy the whole time. We'll just flat out never know. Here's what I surmised from this weekend and really the recent play. This group, now this gets complicated because you got three big free agents, and they are obviously Schwarber, JT, and Ranger. But I do not expect, if they do not win the World Series, and they probably won't, but they certainly could, I do not expect John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski to just freaking rip the whole thing apart. They're too good to just rip it apart. I can't tell you how many phone calls we've received this year. How many times we've received a call where someone has, A, doubted this team's ability to have any chance to win the World Series because they hadn't the prep. By the way, hello, John. Just getting in the chair. John, good morning.
Hey, you my good? Fact of the day, Joe, is I just fell asleep in the meeting room while preparing for the show.
You fell asleep?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
While sitting there,
that's rather bizarre.
Scrolling, reading, I was like, oh, you know what? I'll watch a review of what happened.
Apparently,
in the
game it was very
yesterday.
Boring. The review.
Were you watching the Eagles game?
The next thing,
the preseason
I know,
game.
I did have highlights of the Eagles game too.
And you were watching Comcast, weren't you?
The problem
Comcast
was
on YouTube.
No, the problem was the highlights of that Eagles game. Yeah. You know, it's like,
dude, that was awful.
I think that must have been.
He got
it
to the third quarter. He was out.
The next thing I know,
who wasn't, by the way.
The next thing I know, it's Eagles highlights. I think.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, it's Lewis running back there. Are you okay? Are you okay? What's going on? What? Where? What is happening? My phone's blowing up.
All right, well, I'm glad you're good.
That's me calling you. Hi.
Glad you're good. Yeah, all right, so here's fine. The deal. So other than the Wheeler situation, what hit me the most is it's amazing how many times this year people have said, you know, you gotta rip this thing up. Like, they can't win. First off, they can win. Okay, they can win the World Series. It doesn't mean they will, but they can. They wouldn't be 20-something games above 500. They won't be seven games in front of the Mets. They won't be about to make the playoffs for the fourth straight year. Like, they can win the World Series. So I hope all the people, they can't. You're wrong when you say they can't. Now, it doesn't mean they will, and I can't prove to you that they will, and I don't know that they will. In 2 months, we'll find out. But I know this, they can. I also know this. They put out a good enough product, a good enough team, that if they do not win the World Series this year, which they probably won't because it's a hard thing to do, but they certainly got a shot, they're going to probably come back with a very similar group next year. I mean, especially when you consider Schwarber in his early 30s, mid-30s, is doing great things. JT's playing the best ball he's played, obviously, the entire season. Ranger becomes even more important without Wheeler. I mean, he just flat out does. Like, we don't know what the Wheeler thing is next year. And even guys like Stott, who we had doubted, has played much better. Here's where I'm at.
He figured it out.
At most, they'll probably change of the main hitters, which is the main thing people say you got to rip up. Like, no one's been saying you got to rip up the pitchers. What people have been saying is if they don't win it, they got to rip up the hitters. Guys, breaking news. At most, you'll have two new hitters. You're going to have this team back, and to a large extent, you should, because they're really good. They're really, really good. So to me, this is not a scenario where if they don't win it, it's like, well, screw them, rip it up. It's like, no, keep tinkering. John, your 0-4 Eagles to me was a great example. Now, that was major tinkering. That was T.O. and that was Javon Kirsten. You guys almost got it done. But it's not like after 0-3, the Eagles were like, all right, that's it. White flag, we're done. No, you work around the edges or more in the center, and you try to do the best you can to keep it going. I expect this Phillies team to make the playoffs 6, 7, 8 years in a row. I think they're that good.
Yes,
so,
they are.
That's where I'm at after the weekend.
They're spent that way.
But the Wheeler thing does hurt. I don't want to sugarcoat it, guys. We have no idea what happens.
It can also rally this team. It can also solidify their belief. It can also make them play just that much, you know.
It's that much harder. I'm not buying that argument.
Really? You don't think he can galvanize? Well, I absolutely think he can galvanize the team. That's crazy.
Completely wrong. I think you saw a jolt, a little jolt of it just recently when this first happened. You saw the team respond. I do think this is a possible. This season, we all felt it was different. We all felt it was.
Look, I don't want to say they can't. I think the Eagles rallied without Carson. Yes,
into
I think
something special.
But Foles
and
played
now
well.
They feel like this can be part of that special.
Well,
this
look,
can be part of what's
again,
different.
The last time we encountered something this significant, it would be Carson Wentz 2017. But the reality is, while I do think they were galvanized, I will admit certainly what you guys said could happen. But I guess what I come back to is if Nick Foles doesn't step up, doesn't matter, and he did. So Nola and Ranger and Lizardo and
have a lot of stepping up.
This
team's very capable.
They are. All right. So your reaction of the weekend. What stood out to you the most? 215-592-9494. The Eagles game. Let's just address it because who cares about the game? And we're going to get to the season, which is in 10 days. They're going to be cutting all sorts of players and keeping all sorts of players over the next 36 hours. Can we just acknowledge, guys, that game Friday night was a disaster. I mean, I was, James, how brutal was that?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting anything less, though.
I expected a little more.
So I didn't. I knew it was going to be Kyle recording DTR. I mean, we saw the Browns game. It was the same guys. Yeah. They had like 50 yards passing in that game.
But you know what, James?
I really didn't.
I was genuinely interested.
Got a pick, guys.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
And cut.
I was genuinely excited to watch the corners and safeties because they are trying to figure out who the starters are. And I'm watching the game, and then after the game, and I'm like, my head's still kind of concussed on the whole situation. Like, it never felt like those positions were threatened.
Well,
they didn't play a lot.
I mean, Sidney Brown didn't play. Adoree Jackson didn't play. Like, it was
they
just like,
know.
You know,
Adoree Jackson.
They probably know,
the
but we don't know.
Well, I think Adoree they told Jackson. Us Adoree Jackson, Sidney Brown are your starters. I think they told us that.
Yeah, right now. That's exactly what we are to understand. And it's very possible that other guys will move, break free from other teams, right, and they'll become Eagles in the near future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.